I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. It's a long shot, but there are a lot of hunters in West Virginia who take a die-hard approach to hunting for the ever-elusive ruffed grouse. We'll talk more about their chances in West Virginia right after this.
You know, wildfires have destroyed over 10,000 homes since 1985. Well, they have, and many of them could have been saved. This is Willard Scott, and if you live near a forest, a park, or any of our nation's wildlands, take a moment to learn how to make your home or cabin survivable. On the internet, go to firewise.org. You'll find out how to protect your property before the smoke flies. Or write to Firewise, Washington, D.C., 20240.
Ruffed grouse in West Virginia is often jokingly referred to as hiking with guns and dogs. The grouse just aren't as plentiful in the state, and biologist Bill Igo says that's about what they expected for 2007.
From what I've heard from the hunters, it's not good out there, and that's what we predicted. It was going to be about the same or less flushing rates than last year, which were pretty poor.
Grouse are already pretty low in numbers due to difficulty in reproduction, a lack of habitat, and predation. But the weather itself was the crusher for this year's birds.
You get those bad springs, real cold, wet springs, and that's what does it in. Right about the time of the peak of the hatch there last year, we had quite a bit of thunderstorms and cold weather.
That can also be murder on the turkey poults, too. But Igo says for the most part, the turkeys escaped fairly well. And really, there was only 1 week of bad weather last spring. It just happened to be the worst one for the grouse.
We were a little better on the turkeys because they hatch about the first week of June, peak of the hatch on them. So it was a little better on them. And it was pretty good. Right up to the peak of the hatch on the grouse, but that week of the peak of the hatch on grouse was the worst week we had weather-wise.
And as the weather turns ill now, you're going to find those grouse are hanging in the thick cover. But with heavy snowfall, look for those places where it melts the fastest to be the most productive.
In the past, a lot of those birds will concentrate around those western and south-facing slopes where you get a lot of sunlight and you get a lot of melt. So a lot of the hunters have a little better luck when they hunt those southerly facing slopes. A little warmer if you got the thicket there. I think they can get to the vegetation to feed also at the cover. Just seems like people having the luck there later in the year. You get toward January, February, it seems like you have more luck in those where the snow melts off a little quicker.
And other hunters report that they're noticing the birds are not holding as tight, flushing 40 and 50 yards ahead of them. They tend to get a little spooky at this time of year, but not necessarily from hunting pressure.
A lot to do with the weather. You get a lot, especially windy weather. You get a windy day and you got the dog out there and they just seem like they're a little bit nervous and spooky just because of the wind.
But don't let that deter you. Any day in the field, even a day where the pickings are slim, is still a gift we ought to enjoy. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.